Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight, broadcasting from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially America's truckers and men and women out there in the 18-wheelers going coast to coast, border to border. And a special shout out to everybody down there tonight in Surfside, Florida, working their hearts off and their butts off to try to see if they can get some more people pulled out of the, quote, end of quote, pile, which is what it's being referred to right now. Now, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch, also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. I'm also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and find out all the great little things we have over there to offer. Meantime, live and in living color from California IA, the home of fruits and nuts and high-priced gasoline, we've got Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. All right. Hello. Now, there's a reason they're celebrating tonight. There's a reason, and it started about 2 hours ago. The Tampa Bay Lightning won. They are in the Stanley Cup Finals, and I'll tell you what, the party will go on all night.
Well, that's great to hear. Congratulations to the Lightning.
And we are the home team in the Stanley Cup, and the series starts Monday night at Amalie Arena in Tampa Bay.
All right, bring it on. It's time.
I bet you bring it on is right. I can't wait. And by the way, they're playing against the Montreal Canadiens. I remember them from years gone by and the great teams that they had. And I did not realize Montreal has not been in the playoffs for 28 years.
Oh, wow.
So This is kind of interesting. We'll see what happens. Yep. All right. Now, I want to do a quick update on the Surfside, Florida condo collapse. The missing total has jumped up, folks, to 159. Now, the reason for this is because when they counted the people that were missing to begin with, they forgot to add in the people that live there year-round. Now, there's about 90 or so Jewish residents that are there, and some of these people, they didn't count because they didn't think that they were there, and they were, because their cars are in the parking lot. So this is how come they know that they've got 159 that are missing, and there's been several bodies recovered. I believe the number's currently four. There will be more. I've been listening to the scanner all day and all night right into the radio show. I've got it turned on right now. They've had a fire that they've been trying to keep under control and keep away from the rescuers because where the fire has been burning underneath the debris. And by the way, it's partially because of gas leaks and electrical things that have caught fire. It doesn't take much when you have a building collapse, as most of you know, by what happened at the World Trade Center. But anyway, they are definitely paying attention to that fire, trying to keep it under control. They've had several hits with the dogs and the electronic sonar devices and whatnot that they have there. So they're poking through the pile trying to see what they get, and they'll be bringing in, it's on its way there now. I don't think it's shown up yet, but they're bringing in some very heavy equipment to lift the concrete slabs up slowly so that they can get underneath to where these pockets may be where these people are trapped.
Yes, that's exactly right, Captain, and it's a long, painstaking process, but a process that has to unfold very quickly if they hope to find survivors in those pockets.
Yeah, and this is something like the earthquake out there in California, in San Francisco and Oakland. Remember when the interstate collapsed?
That's right. Yes,
remember what, remember that it did kind of like the same thing, and they had to bring in the equipment to lift things up to be able to get people out. This is kind of the same thing. But, folks, I'm going to tell you, the death toll is going to be very high, and there's just no way around it. It's just the way it is, and it's such a sad thing.
It is a very sad thing, and our hearts just go out to the people waiting for news of their family members. Yes.
And again, it's not just the people, the victims' families. It's the first responders, because I'm telling you, I've been a victim, I've been a first responder, and I've been someone who's been on the outside as a planner trying to organize what we did next with this sort of thing, training for these sort of incidents. And I will tell you that it's very difficult on the first responders, extremely difficult.
Well, I can imagine. It's a tough thing to witness and be a part of, but their bravery and courage, Captain, is something that just is unmatched.
Now, Kamala went to the border.
Yep,
she did. Are you in shock?
Well, she was there for just like a little while.
Well, it was kind of like a politically safe check-the-box kind of trip.
Yep.
I went to El Paso. Look what I saw. An airplane and an airport and a runway. Oh, and by the way, I took a drive over here not very far from the airport to the place where people were staying. And I got to see all that great stuff, but she didn't see what goes on the border.
Well, of course not. This was a photo op, and it was a rocky start at that, Captain, because immediately she began to banter back and forth or argue a little bit with the reporters that were there, saying this wasn't her first trip to the border. But, of course, it was obvious. It was her first trip as vice president and coming some 90 days after being appointed as
92.
The border. 92 days. And so, basically, then she tried to explain how this was the plan all along. The plan was for her to go to Guatemala and Mexico and then come to El Paso.
Yeah.
And are you buying that?
I'm not. Kyle, there's never been a plan. There's been no plan at all. They've been sitting there in the seat. They're doing it by the seat of their pants. All right, hold on. Folks, we're coming right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. Weekend edition. That means we got more stations out there along the network. And hello to everybody that's with us this weekend. This is the show that started it all 21 years ago. Be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Man. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team that own and operate Relief Factor. Now, as you know, I've been taking Relief Factor for going on about 6 years now, and it's part of my integrated daily health plan that helps my body reduce the inflammation that I constantly have in my left foot and ankle and leg, and it keeps it under control. Plus, it also takes care of the pain that I have. And I will tell you, the combination of the ingredients in it, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, help to support the body's natural response to inflammation naturally. It's 100% drug-free. It goes right straight to the source of the pain and helps to lower or eliminate the pain that you're in from whatever the problem is that you're having. Again, 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product made from the clinically developed formula that supports regulation of the key enzymes and proteins that your body needs anyway. Now, it supports healthy joints and muscles, and it only costs $19.95 to get it all started with a 3-week quick start. That's it. Go to the website that they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain, and sign up for the $19.95 3-week quick start. If it doesn't work for you at the end of 3 weeks, you're only out $20. Tell them you don't want any more, and you won't be charged for the new delivery when it starts on a monthly basis. So, relieffactor.com/captain, $19.95, because after all, folks, all you have to get out of is the pain that you're in. And Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Now, you might have heard that noise in the background, right?
I did, yes.
That is the Fireground radio communications in Miami that I've been listening to all night. And they are still moving equipment around to try to control the fire Because what's going on is when they poke a hole down into the level down below or down in where they're trying to listen or look with the cameras or whatnot, it gets air to the source of wherever it is the things have been smoldering, and then it flares up, and here comes the smoke, and in some cases here comes the flame. So that's what's going on.
Yes, just a horrible complication, obviously, for the rescue workers and obviously anyone still trapped below.
Well, I've been involved in a number of building collapses over the years, not only just fire structures, that the building collapses and you stand back and you try to get your guys out so nobody gets hurt. By the way, I was involved many moons ago in a major fire that burnt down a whole city block of Oswego, New York, where I was a city firefighter, started out up there, and I got trapped myself, but I went from the second floor to the basement just like whew, straight down, and wound up in a place where my guys could get me out because I was right there where all they had to do was open up the basement door, and I was in the doorway.
Wow.
Yeah, so I got
unbelievable.
Lucky. Yeah, I know. So, but it's firefighting. It's what you do. I mean, we all know at any time you could lose your life going to work. We all know that, and that's a risk we take, but we do it. Because we love our country, we love our neighbors, we're serving our community, and it's a calling. It's all I can describe it as, it's a calling. All right. Did you know the Democrats, now that they've been defeated by the For the People Act, which is SB number one, have another proposal right around the corner that may be just as bad, if not worse?
What's that?
H.R. 4. It's known as the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act, which would give the federal government veto power over any state election integrity law.
Interesting.
And
well,
that's working its way through to come out for a vote. It's called H.R. 4. It's in the House. It would then go to the Senate, the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act.
Well, you know, Captain, correct me if I'm wrong, but if a state passes a law and somebody challenges that law, there's a state Supreme Court, and we also have a federal Supreme Court. Isn't that how we determine whether or not laws stand or fall?
Well, yeah, and you got to remember, and you bring up an interesting point, Georgia and their new election law, they were just sued by the Department of Justice, the federal Department of Justice, and they are going to try to fast-track that. Because they believe that it is keeping black people from voting, and that's not what it does at all. Even Stacey Abrams has come out in support of the Georgia Voting Rights Act. So, it'll be interesting to see what happens, and that is going to be in federal court.
Well, exactly right, but it seems to be antithetical to our society to have some kind of a sovereign power by the federal government to simply strike down a law it doesn't like in your state.
Yeah. Now, we have Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi making it clear that the bipartisan infrastructure bill is going to be a bait and switch. They've been doing a lot of kowtowing here lately and making a lot of snidely comments back and forth as they continue to try to ram through their radical agenda. But our friend Greg Cluxton up in Washington, D.C. has this report about it, and here he is.
After declaring a deal was reached with a bipartisan group of senators, the president later said he would not sign it unless a larger, separate bill of his priorities is passed. GOP senators are described as blindsided, but White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says senators should not have been surprised by the two-track strategy.
That hasn't been a secret. He hasn't said it quietly. He hasn't even whispered it. He said it very much out loud.
Asked if the infrastructure agreement is already stuck in a pothole, Psaki said, absolutely not. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Want to bet?
No
Want to bet?
No kidding. Well, of course, what they're worried about is they're worried about agreeing to anything, the GOP, that is, and because the Democrats may simply turn around and try to spend a lot of money on other stuff that's not roads and bridges.
They pulled a bait and switch on the Republicans, and they sat there, and they're now laughing to themselves because they think they have the Republicans in a hole because some of them have agreed to doing this, but it's not the majority.
Right.
So now what?
Well, unfortunately, you know, of course, the whole idea is if it gets through into the Senate, It may be able to be stopped there ultimately, but it's going to become a war of words. It's going to become a war of getting out there and getting the public to understand exactly what the Democrats are trying to do. Insofar as that, they don't want to just go fix the roads and bridges. They want to do a bunch of other spending at a time when inflation is literally out of control, at a time when we're trying to come out of the pandemic, et cetera. They're just trying to push their own agenda while they can.
Okay, so the Afghani president was in Washington, D.C. yesterday, along with Hamid Karzai, the original president of Afghanistan, who came along for whatever reason he came along for. Not really sure about that yet. But they were there, and they were trying to get some sort of policy or some sort of procedure or some sort of plan together as to what they were going to do. Because I believe that inevitably the fall of Afghanistan is sooner rather than later. Denise and I talked about it yesterday, and we both agreed on the fact that, in our opinion, we think in 60 days the country will be overrun by the Taliban and, are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
ISIS.
Yeah, I don't doubt it. In fact, the president of Afghanistan right now, President Ghani, one of the big questions that Joe Biden could have turned to him and said is, how long do you expect to be president? Because you're right, it's going to be measured in days and not years, and certainly not several months, one would think, because of what's going on. So that's for starters. Also, what's going on in Afghanistan right now, they've got some kind of a third wave of coronavirus going through. In fact, the U.S. Embassy was put on lockdown recently for that. And so, again, this is a terrible, terrible situation, and we are going to see a lot of people get killed, and we're going to see a turnover in Afghanistan sooner than later.
Now, do you remember the way it was under the Russian authority there, that where they had all the little warlords and all that running around?
Oh, sure.
Osama bin Laden was one of them.
That's right.
You're going to see that happen all over again. The Taliban are going to be in charge of their part, and in all these little provinces and districts, you're going to have different warlords in charge, and everyone will have to answer to somebody different.
That's exactly right. It's going to be the same kind of situation. Of course, what came out of the Taliban early on and people like Osama bin Laden having a safe harbor in Afghanistan, we saw exactly what happened. So are we going to see the genesis of that again, even with the occasional drone strike and this kind of thing from outside of the country or being controlled from outside the country?
Yeah, and we'll see what happens and how this all works out because the fact of the matter is it's just way over the top. And the fact that we're pulling out after 20 years and just leaving people hanging, so to speak, although Joe Biden says we're not going to leave them behind, we're going to get the people out before September before we leave. Well, we'll see. We'll see. He said it, but you don't believe it till it happens, right?
Exactly right.
All right, hold that thought, folks. You're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch right after this short bottom-of-the-hour break. Ron Edwards is going to take us to break, so don't go anywhere.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King. after being convicted of murdering George Floyd, former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin has been sentenced to more than 22 years in prison. He was convicted a few months ago. The attorney for the family of George Floyd, Ben Crump, wants Congress to pass the package with police reform. A bipartisan group of lawmakers began working on that 24 hours ago.
This should not be the exception when a black person is killed by brutality by police. It should be the norm.
George Floyd's family spoke, including his daughter and his brother Terrence.
The way we got here is because of our fight and your fight together. Y'all hit the streets. We thankful for y'all. I'm overwhelmed.
Chauvin still faces federal charges. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And thank you very much, Mark Walters. You'll hear him this weekend on the Monster Cast on many of these same radio stations, Sunday night from 8 to 11. And that's Armed American Radio. Been on the air for 12 or 13 years right now. A good friend of mine, and give him a listen, and every now and then you'll hear me over there. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell and his MyPillow company. Great American patriot folks that they tried to railroad, hang them upside down by the toes and all that good stuff, and it's not working. And because of people like myself who have been asked to endorse him, we are going to make sure that he does well. Now, as a result of what he does for you, all you got to do, if you want the lowest price ever on a MyPillow premium pillow, save $40 in the process, is go to the website MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, enter the promo code CAPTAIN, and you'll get that discounted price. Now, if you want to call and place an order on the phone, that's okay too. 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. 5459. Again, when prompted, use the promo code CAPTAIN. Now, you can also take advantage of the 6-piece MyPillow towel set, which you'll save $65 on, again, with the promo code CAPTAIN. Now, I've also got the MyPillow sleepers, and I'm loving them because I do have problems with my ankle and whatnot, but it's very comfortable. I get home, I take off my sneakers or my shoes or whatever I happen to be wearing, put the slippers on, very, very comfortable. And I walked around the block the other morning with a mom when I got out of bed and just decided to go for a little stroll. And I went down the street with the slippers on. But it was okay. I mean, they were fine. I really felt good. And then again, of course, I've got one of those throws, you know, you throw the blanket over you and all that sort of stuff if you don't want to crawl under the covers and all that. And that's also very comfortable and very, it's got a texture to it. It's kind of like those sheets that I'm going to be getting soon, those Ginza sheets that are just like sleeping on silk, I guess. That's the only way I can describe that. But the pillow is great. The towels are fantastic. The slippers are out of this world. And the blanket I got is really nice. It's not, you know, bulky or scratchy or richy or none of that stuff. So MyPillow.com is the website, MyPillow.com, product code Captain. And even Kyle will tell you, Mrs. Professor likes the MyPillow.
She loves the MyPillow. And you know, Captain, you mentioned the
Does she steal your MyPillow on you?
No, she has her own MyPillow. She does. Yeah, and you mentioned those Giza cotton sheets. You know, I love how they come from a special place in the world, you know, only in the region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. So those are some special sheets.
Yeah. Now, Senator Ted Cruz has proposed a bill banning federal funding of anybody that wants to use it for critical race theory.
Well, exactly right. Critical race theory, you know, has so many antithetical things, obviously, to the United States of America. It's just putting it very boldly and bluntly. And in many cases, you remember, Captain, it's very powerful. There was a lady who grew up in the Mao regime in China, and she had since immigrated to the United States. And she recently went viral, basically, in social media and on the news by talking about how critical race theory, if you just simply take out race and put in class, well, you've pretty much got Mao's cultural revolution going on. So she saw so many of the same things and that she had lived through, and that explains a lot of what critical race theory, the effect that it really has. It's not really trying to fix anything. In fact, it's trying to destabilize our nation. Yeah,
that's right. It's trying to divide and conquer. It has nothing to do with America, our founding principles, the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, Constitution. It goes against all of that.
Well, of course. And it's couched in the idea of trying to come up with, you know, really teaching. I think what was it? AOC talked about the teaching basic history. Well, you know what? We do know basic history. We know
she doesn't.
No, of course not. But we learned history, and history in this country has been taught warts and all for generations. But now you see what's happened is when you set something up as being irredeemable, when you set up a problem to which there is no answer, you're not really looking to make things better. You're looking to bring things down so that you can put something else in its place. This isn't about trying to better race relations. I'm sorry to say there are so many other ways to do that, which the United States of America has been trying to do for a very, very long time.
Now, to continue that information along with another state that's doing something similar, but not critical race theory, it's about defunding the police. Wisconsin approved a measure to penalize the cities that pull funding from the police. You pull the funding from the police, guess what you don't get?
Your other funding.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah. Well, exactly. And again, because it's a wrong-headed quote-unquote solution to the problem, because it's obviously not a solution. It's actually something that makes things worse. Because we know that getting rid of the police, we've seen the effects. We see it in real time. But yet it becomes a political bandwagon, and some people jump on it because they're afraid of being criticized. They're afraid of being called something. But in reality, we have to stand up and say, no, this is actually harmful.
Now, New York has a new law that allows New Yorkers to put an X as their gender on the driver's license.
Yeah, that's pretty wild, wouldn't you think?
Not the XYZ stuff, but, I mean, here we go. What's your gender? Oh, I'm an X.
I don't even know what that even begins to denote, you know. But again, it's joining sort of these woke bandwagons mm-hmm. without really thinking things through. Again, it doesn't seem like it's actually helping to solve any problem. But again, continues to divide people. I don't know. Maybe can you have driver's license big enough to hold all the possible different designations that some group would want or some person would say needs to be there.
I wonder if they got the box that says an American. I'm an American.
Right.
That would be me.
Well, exactly.
All right. Now, have you heard of the Make-A-Wish Foundation?
Oh, of course, yes.
They have now rejected all non-vaccinated children and their families, if they're in the same boat, from being allowed the benefits of the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Wow. Well, one would think that, you know, before we had the vaccines, didn't we have masking and social distancing?
We did.
We did. And so I don't know if does that not work still if you're not vaccinated?
Not with the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
I guess not, yeah.
So, again, they've gone political, haven't they?
Well, exactly right. And also, here's the other thing. We don't even know that it's actually necessary to vaccinate children or what the effects are on children, young children. Until we know, you know, why make a law or make a rule like that?
Most of the doctors that have been asked about it have said leave the children alone.
Well, precisely, because we don't have enough knowledge about what this mm-hmm. does to their bodies at that young age.
And then very quickly, because we're getting ready to go to break, former Minneapolis St. Paul police officer Derek Chauvin got 22 and a half years in prison yesterday for second degree murder. He stood up and spoke directly to the court and the family and offered his condolences to the Floyd family in a very cryptic statement that he made. There was some emotion involved in it, but he's going to spend... And I don't think if he does good behavior, I'm not sure he has to do the whole 22 and a half years either.
He would do about two-thirds of that sentence with good behavior, be eligible for parole in about 15 years, yeah.
Okay, so in other words, they're going to give him a second chance at things, and by that time I'm sure there'll be jobs and money and everything else hanging there for him. Plus, he'll probably write a book.
One might think, yeah, but again, this is, you know, some of these headlines say with the closing of the chapter and so forth, but...
Well, tell that to the people that were on the streets all over America last night.
That's right.
There were people out protesting last night. Now, I don't know if it got violent or not. I haven't seen that because the networks aren't showing it, but there were people on the streets last night protesting, I think, peacefully for the most part, I think.
Right. Well, this is going to be, I hate to say, an open wound for quite some time. I think just time is going to have to tell. And depending on now that Chauvin's going to go to prison, we'll see.
All right. Hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. And when we start the next hour, we're going to be talking about Joe Biden. And whether or not there's something wrong with him after all this stuff that's gone on this week with all these botches, including talking about Latinx not wanting to get vaccinated because they might get deported. Oh, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. This is just getting real.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Alrighty, and we'll be right back here in just a second. I got to get Donna and Don in the mix here, and here they go.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
All righty, Donna and Don up there in Carrollton, Georgia. And, of course, they have a show called Cowboy Logic Radio. It's a YouTube show, and they have a lot of fun with that. Check it out. You're going to like it. And they run the Double D Ranch up there, the horse ranch, where they stable horses and teach people how to ride and all that good sort of stuff. Well, before we get ourselves into the weather, we are going to get ourselves into the music. And here we go, and I believe you're going to like this one. Okay.
Cold sweat.
Bonnie Raitt, and I'll tell you what, Kyle, I like that song.
Yeah, Bonnie Raitt is just one of the best of all time.
Yeah, really. And her daddy was a guitar player, and she's a guitar player. She starts strumming away there with a slide bar, by the way, was what she plays on that one, with a guitar. But, I mean, she is really, really good. And there's a reason why she's in the Music Hall of Fame, and that's it right there. That's one of the reasons, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, she's a great songwriter, singer, and to play the slide guitar like you're talking about, I mean, she's just really has it. It's amazing.
Yeah. Well, here we go. Going to read a statement, turn it over to you, because we've got some weather, folks. We got a dangerous heat wave out west, and it's going to be some record temperatures in places where they usually don't have record temperatures. And then we've got severe weather and flooding right now from the southern plains down in Texas all the way to the Great Lakes in Michigan. Now, it looks like as if LJ's going to get her feet wet. But anyway, a dangerous heat wave with record-breaking temperatures is expected over the Pacific Northwest into Southern California this weekend. Seattle and Portland, 100 degrees plus each one of those cities. Now, excessive heat watches and warnings have been issued. Isolated strong to severe thunderstorms and excessive rainfall are expected from parts of Texas all the way to Michigan and to the Great Lakes as well, over towards Ohio, and probably moving into upstate New York by Monday. Kyle, take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. You're right. Portland, Oregon, Saturday, projected right now 106 degrees. So
good,
they're already
Lord.
Gonna be, yes, exactly. This is in an area of the country, of course, where the summers are much more mild by comparison. So these temperatures are way, way, way out of wherever the average temperature would be, perhaps in the 70s in that zone. So 106 on Saturday, 111 on Sunday, 110 on Monday, maybe back down to the 90s as we get into early next week. But, Captain, of course, excessive heat warnings are all over the Pacific Northwest. Even for Missoula, Montana, they've got a heat advisory down through Idaho, all the way through Idaho, southern Idaho. Nevada, up by Reno, Carson City, outside an I-80, excessive heat warnings there. Excessive heat warnings throughout the California desert and most of Southern California. Sacramento, of course, excessive heat warning there. Northern California, you get the idea. But what's happening in the Pacific Northwest, Captain, and especially in the Portland area, they're opening up cooling centers for people so that they can have some kind of respite. Multnomah County, for example, they're going to be opening three cooling centers this weekend, including one at the Oregon Convention Center in Portland. So, of course, check your local news and so forth, local notices, if you want to be able to avail yourself of one of these cooling centers, because it's going to be very, very hot.
All right. Well, speaking of hot, let's go to the other extreme. Let's go to rain. Let's go to severe thunderstorms. Let's go to tornado watches and warnings down into Texas, Wichita Falls, over to the north and northwest, up through about a 45-degree angle into Oklahoma, as well as over into Oklahoma City, and up I-35 up into the southern part of Kansas, and then moving along over into Kansas, over to the east. The eastern third of Kansas is all under either a rain or flood watch or warning. We do have a severe thunderstorm warning right there in the corner with Missouri. So just north of Springfield, as a matter of fact, there's some bad weather there. And then we've got severe flooding, flash flooding watches all the way up on an angle into the central part of Indiana, and then going up into Michigan, to the west side of Michigan, along the east side of Lake Michigan, southern Illinois, to include Chicago, down to St. Louis, and coming across I-80 to include the Quad Cities over there, Bettendorf Way, and then the southern, southeastern corner of Iowa is involved in this, with rain and flooding and flash flood watches and the like. Now, we do have some weather coming off Lake Erie tonight, up around Fredonia and Ripley, New York, so be advised there could be some thunderstorms in the mix there. You might be seeing them in the next hour or so. And we've had a mixture of weather down here in Florida today, some scattered thunderstorms and whatnot. South Florida, of course, they've had thunderstorms going on and off. And every time the thunder and lightning comes in down there around Surfside, they have to stop what they're doing because it's too dangerous. The big, heavy equipment, the metal equipment, all the different things that could attract lightning are right there. So they have to back off that and then start out again afterwards. But that's what we got for weather. And there's a lot of conversation, a lot of barking over here on the scanner off to my right, Carl. And I happen to pick up a little bit there. They're moving some equipment and starting to go into an area where they've got, again, what they call a hit. And every time they get that hit by whatever means, then they drop everything they're doing and they try to get in there and see if there's someone they can rescue.
Exactly right. And they may be able to use fiber optic cameras, those kind of things, and anything they can do.
Yeah, something created this, quote, hit, and that's why they've moved their equipment again over into that area to try to get in there and see if they can do whatever they can to get someone out. And we may have some good news here in a short bit, but we'll see. But anyway, that's what's going on with the weather. And, Kyle, I'm telling you, it's a wild weekend to be in the Northwest. I don't honestly remember it being this hot out there for such a long period of time ever.
No, not at all, not at all. And California, Nevada, Arizona, New Mexico, Utah, you can get the heat coming up there, very common. But, yes, up in Washington and Oregon, it's something else entirely.
Right. Now, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, folks, always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Make sure you pull on in there. Tell them the captain sent you. Get yourself a free hot cup of coffee. And then join the Drivers Club. Go right to the kiosk they got right there. Join the Drivers Club. It's free. You get points for the fuel you buy. You get points for the food you buy. You get points for the supplies you buy in the store. And guess what? RVers, you can do the same thing. Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, we're going to talk about Joe Biden. Is the guy all there? And what can we do about it? We'll tell you. Don't go nowhere, no how, because I'll be right back, right after Kathy tells you.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.